Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
We're celebrating Freeze Grants for Small Businesses programme for 2024. I'm delighted now to be joined by three people who know the benefits of such a great initiative. So let's start with the programme sponsor, Pádraig Sheeran. He's the head of SME at Three Ireland. Pádraig, you're very welcome to the programme. Also joining us is Niamh Tallon from Hersport founder, and Catherine Devine from Pumpskins also joins us. So we'll talk to the ladies in a second. But Pádraig, you might just give us an overview of what you're doing here and how it all works.
Sure, Bobby.
If you would.
Yeah, and you and the team are very welcome back to the
Lovely
three store.
Lovely to be here
Grafton
for the
Street.
Second year, yeah.
So, yeah, we've launched this year's Three Grants for Small Business programme. We're live as of last Monday for applications. So it's open to businesses with up to 10 employees. We're giving away €100,000 in total. We'll give it to 10 winners, and each winner will receive €5,000 as a cash prize and then €5,000 in products and solutions from Three.
Okay, so that's very tempting for a small business. Did you say you up to a maximum of 10 employees?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
So everybody should be entering this, surely?
Absolutely, yeah. And we've seen applications grow year on year. So go to three.ie/grants. You'll learn more about who can apply, how to apply, and a little bit about the previous winners like Catherine and Eve.
Yeah. And in terms of the participants, do they get to interact with each other? Because often that's almost as powerful as the program itself, where they're meeting people who have similar problems, maybe similar challenges and opportunities to themselves, even casually.
Yeah. Because another dimension we've added this year is it's access to Three internals experts for mentoring and support around things like marketing, sustainability. And so that's a series of workshops we'll run. And as part of that, the winners and not just the winners, but the 10 other runners-up, they can meet each other and be part of that engagement as well. So they get the chance to interact, and businesses love to learn from business.
Absolutely they do, and that's how they learn. Let's bring in Niamh Tallon, Hersport founder, and 2021 Three Ireland's Grants for Small Businesses winner. So a previous winner, Niamh, maybe tell us firstly about your business, what you do, how it all works, and then we'll talk about your experience on the programme.
Yeah, so my business is Hersport. We were founded to create a cultural change for girls and women in sport. So we would have launched in 2020, which obviously was the year of COVID, and a lot of use of devices, I suppose, which definitely was beneficial to us at the time. While sport maybe took a halt, we were able to interview athletes and connect with athletes and really showcase what they were doing and bring in all of the people that wanted to know what was going on behind the scenes and learn about female athletes. So we started first with the media approach and have a community of over 250,000 people across our digital platforms since then in 2020, but also creating change at grassroots level has been really important to us. So we do a lot in schools, in clubs and in businesses around delivering educational workshops as well. So, quite the mix.
Okay. So there's an educational aspect to what you do.
Yeah.
In terms of the recent Olympics, I know the Paralympics are just about to conclude, but again, they were on everybody's list. What was your involvement in a great sporting event such as that?
Yeah, so I suppose with Tokyo, we were doing it from afar for sure, and as was everybody else. I was privileged to be over for the whole duration of the Olympic Games, and I did manage to get out for 3 days of the Paralympics there last weekend as well. So, on the ground, covering as much as I could. I suppose meeting people over there. Got to meet the Taoiseach in the Irish House as well.
Nice.
So yeah, no, brilliant experience. We had a lot of the team on the ground here covering it as much as we possibly could as well. So for us, it's about elevating the profiles of female athletes. Just 6% of sports media coverage goes to girls and women in sport. So that's really the reason why we founded
Hersport.
Yeah, that's the latest statistics that we have. There's rumour it might be up to 10% across different parts of the world, but part of the problem is we don't have consistent research. So that's something that we believe is in the pipeline at the moment in an Irish context, just to give that information.
All right, stay with us. Let's bring in our next guest. It's Catherine Devine, Pumpskins founder and the 23 Three Ireland's Grant for Small Business winner. So last year was your winner. It was your year, Catherine. Tell us about Pumpskins. What is it you do? And tell us a little bit about your experience after winning last year.
Hi, Bobby. Yeah, thanks for having us. It's great to be here. So Pumpskins, we're a Donegal-based business making accessories for people with type 1 diabetes. The business was founded back in 2020. From my own personal experience of living with type 1 diabetes, I was diagnosed in 2013. I originally came from a journalism background. You know, business wasn't my thing. But I realized that there were accessories that I needed to help me manage my type 1 that I couldn't find. So I took matters into my own hands. So our first products are silicone covers for insulin pumps, glucose monitoring systems, and adhesive patches then for continuous glucose monitors. Just accessories and things that help make life with type 1 a bit easier,
okay,
but also that come from a sort of a fashionable perspective rather than a functional medical perspective.
Okay, so effectively, something like you said, a silicone cover for a pump machine, yeah, you have one there. Yeah, so it's neat, it's tidy, and it makes your life easier where you can partake in things that ordinarily would have been difficult because of using such a device.
Yeah, I mean, for me, this technology is technology that should be celebrated, but life with type 1 is very difficult. It's a relentless routine of daily management and blood sugar checking.
Yeah.
So anything that makes that just a little bit easier, a little bit brighter, a little bit more fun, is has to be welcomed.
Yeah, great. And tell us about your own experience since being on the program last year. How did it help the business?
So it helped the business massively. You know, I think any support that you can get, particularly the main thing for us was just that validation that what we were doing was being recognized by people outside of the type 1 community. So to have that was incredible. To have the extra cash was also a bonus. And it actually helped us take on our first member of staff, which is great because we're based in rural Donegal. So to be able to have a business that's based in, you know, the regions, that's exporting to 16 countries worldwide. You know, we're on an aggressive mission now to sort of grow that globally. But we have a real global ambition. So any supports that we can get, and the support and network that we're being given access to from Three is really, you know, incredible.
Right. Well, there's Parik, two great ambassadors for your program. Tell me, why do Three do this? What's in it for you guys?
Well, we deal with business customers every day of the week, small and large, and we're very proud of the proposition we offer to our business customers. So in 2021, we added the small business grants program to that proposition. And, you know, the components of the grant around the access to Three products and solutions, funding, and then access to our experts. We know that that's what small business customers value.
Yeah.
And like I said, businesses learn from businesses. You know, we hear fantastic stories every day of the week. And this is another opportunity to showcase those stories and hear what we've heard from Niamh and from Catherine.
Yeah, no, it's wonderful to hear the stories. And again, there's also a softer part of this, is there not? Now, I know it's about selling phones and selling devices, but to connect with a community of small businesses is a good thing for a corporate to do.
100%. And to Catherine's point, and one of our other winners last year, I thought it was a lovely phrase. She said it was a mental pat on the back to win the grant award. So separate to the money, separate to the products and solutions, just that confirmation and that reassurance you're doing a good job.
Yeah.
You know, it can be a lonely and uncertain time as a small business owner, as many people know. So that reassurance on top of the tangibles is really important.
Yeah. So what do you make of that then in terms of the support, Niamh? Have you found that experience to be, you know, that you work in a kind of an isolated, sometimes lonely world, that the interaction on a program such as this has been beneficial to you and indeed the business?
Yeah, absolutely. I completely agree. Like, I think founders definitely find it can be a bit lonely at times, and interesting to hear about the mentorship addition opportunity. That wasn't something that was there when I was on the program, and I think it's brilliant. Like, it's you know, really great for business owners to have that network, but also to learn from each other. And I would have actually kept in touch with a couple of the people that were on the program when I was on the program.
Yeah, which is always good.
Yeah.
What next for your business, then?
Well, we had our first meeting with our board of advisors last night, so that's kicking off.
How did that go? You're here this morning. That's a good sign.
It was long, I tell you. No, it was really just introductions and I suppose setting the scene. So lots going on for us with the growth of the media side of the business. Looking to expand into the UK. Really been working on developing the educational side of the business as well, and launching a Her Sport Foundation on October 11th, International Day of the Girl as well. So yes, we have a lot of balls in the air at the moment, but all exciting.
Well, you have great energy and you seem to be up for it, so well done to you. And last word to you, Catherine, in terms of the business Pumpskins, where are you going to take it next?
We're taking it global, Bobby.
There we go. That's what we like to hear.
You spoke about community, and that's something that's so important to us. We're working on growing our community, you know, using my story as someone living confidently with type 1 to inspire others. But also in Ireland, you know, it's becoming something of a diabetes tech hub. We've got Medtronic, we've got Dexcom in Galway, there's Abbott in Donegal. You know, these are all partnerships, and back to community. These are companies we'd love to work with directly.
Yeah.
You know, so it's all about taking a business from rural Donegal to the world and making life better for people with type 1 diabetes.
Well done you. So that's it. So the program is the Trees Grants for Small Businesses program. It's been running a number of years. Pádraig Sheeran is the head of SME here at Free Ireland. Thank you, Pádraig, and well done to you in the program. Niamh Tallon, Her Sport founder, thank you. And indeed, Catherine Devine from Pumpskins, thank you as well.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.